Such a great privilege to ponder the scriptures and to learn from them how the Holy Spirit teaches us. St. Mark ends, in a way, the public life of Jesus with these two incidents, which he juxtaposes like this. We've been, since the beginning of the chapter, also before that, Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, the dramatic entrance, the whole crowd acclaiming him, going into the temple and looking around and leaving, sort of took stock of what was going on there. Now, that wasn't the first time, obviously, he'd ever been in the temple. And he went back down to Bethany, remember? Came back, he cursed that fig tree. And then he went into the temple. The next day, he, as they were coming, Peter noticed that the thing had shriveled. So he had cleansed the temple. He had used that fruitless tree as an example of what happens when we don't produce fruit. And then he got into a series of debates with the leaders. First the theological types, the leader types, and then the philosophical type, theological types. And then he talked about the Son of David. And now he ends with saying, first, here's one way, and this is Mark who puts this together this way. There's one way of acting that does not please me, nor my Father. And it's going around, attracting attention to yourself, and using a pretext of piety to be respected, and, if you're a leader, to collect money. And so they will receive a very severe condemnation. Then Mark tells us about our Lord sitting opposite the treasury where people put in money, donating to the temple, for the upkeep of the temple, for the salary of the priests, for the animals for sacrifice, and so forth. And many people put in large sums. He doesn't say there's anything wrong with that. This is not like his advice earlier in Matthew, where he says, if you're going to give alms, don't blow a trumpet. He just says they gave a lot of money. And then this woman comes and gives everything. And Jesus says, that's the way to be a disciple. That's the way. And he does that by way of encouragement. He's saying, this is the way to live, my friends. This is the way I live. I give, not out of my surplus, but out of my substance. So much so that I'm going to die for you. And I encourage you to live this way, to give of your substance, not of your just of your surplus. Give of your substance money. Give of your substance time. Give of your substance heart. Pour yourself out for each other and for this poor world who doesn't even know me. And, are getting into worse and worse shape every day. Some with real venom, with real hatred, real resistance to the Lord. And some just going along. They don't know what they're doing. The Lord will have mercy on them, but think of a wasted life. And nobody to tell them about Jesus. Every day we bump into people. And that's what he's talking about. To be able to give of our substance. And there's lots of ways we can do it, right? One, get up in the morning and pray. It's too early. Of course it's too early. That's the whole point. Give of your substance. Well, I'm tired. Of course you're tired. Give of your substance. Just give. Well, I don't like this guy. Great. Take him out to lunch. You know, give of your substance. That person offended me. Great. Take the initiative to be reconciled. Give of your substance. You see? And he's saying this. What can I say? He's very enthused about that way of life. It was his own. And he did this. And so he's encouraging us to look at our life and say, where am I giving of my substance and where am I just giving of my surplus? You know, sort of go along, do pious stuff, you know, but it doesn't really cost anything. And where am I digging into my savings? Whether it be money or time or forgiveness or energy or preaching or risking or, you know, where am I giving of my savings? Am I saving myself? Or am I willing to go out of my way? I think for many human beings, the key starting a day is going to be a substance-giving day is to get out of bed and pray. That's the way it sort of says to the day, you belong to God. I don't care what it costs me. I'm tired. I got to bed late last night. So what? Give of your substance. And then the day will follow that way. When it comes to forgiveness, when it comes to volunteering for things. You can't volunteer for everything. You'll go nuts. But what about a few things? Give of your substance. And you know, there will be several occasions today, probably, when you'll have a chance to witness to Jesus. Take a risk. Take a risk. I'm not saying get a soapbox, stand in the middle of Gaithersburg and start preaching. If the Lord tells you to do that, do it. It'll save many souls. But in the grocery store, wherever. And if it doesn't have to be, if it's just a smile that consoles somebody, and they'll catch a glimpse of Christ in you, even if they don't know yet it's Christ. But they will one day. They will one day. And they will say, I see now, Jesus, that you led me for a year. And I didn't even know it. The people who, you know, I don't know why this comes to mind, but this is a tiny example. I was in the metro early in the morning. I was going over to give a Bible study in the Rayburn building. Anyway, so, you know, it's a great big... Well, I'm trying to figure out how to get my subway ticket to get back home, you know? So I'm reading this thing. And this... one of these young women came along, probably a secretary or something, and said, do you need any money? Do you know, would you like a, you know, I think she already had her purse open, you know. I said, no, thanks. I'm just trying to figure out how to put my dollar in there and get my ticket out. But I thought, whoever that person is, first place when she dies, you know, the Lord's going to say, I was looking at that subway thing, trying to figure it out, and you came along and offered me money. Oh, I didn't know that was you. But you see how there was a glimpse of Christ? I never saw her again. I don't know who she is. But she was just concerned about me. Tiny, isn't it? But it took a couple of minutes, and it was going to take some of her money if I needed it. You see what I mean? We get lots of chances to do things like that. And I really do think that the first substance that we give of is our rest. And the second is our time. Do a time and motions that on your day.
You know, once, like the lawyers,
I made one of these things, kept track of what I did every 15 minutes. And I don't go from this client to this client. It's not as complicated as theirs is, you know. I just want to say, what am I doing every day? And I saw that the biggest time waster was the phone. People calling me, not me calling them. So I turned it off. And then I answered them all. I mean, but you see, the other substance is our time. Television, vegetating, gossiping, whatever. You know, if we just look at our rest and our time and give of the Lord from our substance, I think he'll be very happy. And he'll say, you heard my advice that morning. I advised you to do that. Because that's the way to life and happiness. And it's the way to build my body. Today, the readings for the cycle are 2 Corinthians